You've got to get into the scripture and find out what God says about how to live, what you're to do, what you're to say, what you're not to say.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
How do you live when there's turmoil all around you? Join Gloria Copeland today as she teaches how you can walk in God's protection when you do what the Bible says about living in these dangerous days. Next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
We're going to talk today about faith. And we're going to talk about faith and love. The body armor of faith and love. So I'm going to start with 2 Thessalonians 3:5. May the Lord direct your hearts into realizing and showing the love of God and into the steadfastness of patience and patience of Christ in waiting for His return. Now, in the New Living Translation, I'm going to look it up in this little sharp sword here. Glory to God. I love the word. Hallelujah. I've never gotten over that. I don't try to. May the Lord bring you into an even deeper understanding of the love of God and the endurance that comes from Christ. All these years, we've walked by faith, we've lived by faith, we've been healed by faith, we've prospered by faith, our family's blessed by faith. Faith works. Faith in God's Word works. It's God's Word working. Bringing about the manifestation of healing, of blessing and prosperity and well-being. But it's faith in that Word that causes it to work for me. And it's faith in the Word that causes it to work for you. 1 Thessalonians in the 5th chapter. This is the one I was trying to get to, I think. It says... Well, let's start up here at 5. I'm going to just start with the beginning of it. This is New Living, so if you've got a different translation, just listen to this. I really don't need to write you about how and when this will happen. He had been talking about the rapture of the church. I believe it won't be very long, hallelujah. I don't need to write you about how and when this will happen, dear brothers and sisters, for you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. Not necessarily unexpectedly where those connected to the Lord are concerned, but the world, it'll be a total shock to them. For you know quite well that the day of the Lord will come unexpectedly like a thief in the night. We don't know what night, but we know when it's soon. When people are saying all is well, everything is peaceful and secure, well, that wouldn't be much today, would it? I guess it's not going to happen today because people are not talking about peace and security. Then disaster will fall on them, not us. We'll be gone as suddenly as a woman's birth pains begin when her child is about to be born, and there will be no escape. But you aren't in the dark about these things, dear brothers and sisters. Aren't you glad we're not in the dark? And you won't be surprised when the day of the Lord comes like a thief, which just is to say, when the day of the Lord comes unexpectedly where the world's concerned. We're expecting His soon return, aren't we? So we won't be surprised at all. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to the darkness and night. So be on your guard. Here's our part. Be on your guard, not asleep like others. Stay alert and be sober. In other words, be spiritually alert, spiritually alive, hearing what the Lord's saying, hearing what He's saying about your life and my life. Night is the time for sleep and the time when people get drunk. But let us who live in the light think clearly. Here's the scripture that I'm going to minister on today. Protected by the body armor of faith and love. Isn't that a great scripture in the New Living? Protected by the body armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. So we have on, if we're doing it right, we have on the protective body armor of faith, believe in God, and the love of God in our lives. We're walking in love and we're believing God. Now that's the safe place to be in this lifetime. We're walking in faith. We've got on our body armor of faith and love. Ephesians 6:10 is a familiar scripture about our armor. We've got armor, church, and it's powerful through God for the pulling down of strongholds, the scripture says. Now, Ephesians 6:10 is a familiar scripture, but we need to read familiar scriptures. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. This is our position now. We are strong in the Lord. How do you get strong and how do you stay strong? You spend time with the Lord, in the Word, in hearing the Word. Wherefore, take unto you, this is 13, the whole armor of God. Don't leave any piece of the armor out. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. So you take it from that we should have victory when trouble comes? It says we take the armor of God in the evil day and do all to stand, and we stand having our loins girt about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness. I think there are faith people that, you know, they believe they're faith people, and they are, they believe in faith. But you know, it's not enough to just believe a message. You have to live it. You have to act on it. It's not enough just to be in a good church. If you want things to go supernaturally well with you, you'll have to do what the good preacher tells you to do from the Word of God. So many people, I think, love the faith message. They love the preachers. They love the people. But they fail to do what the Bible says. So they think they're faith people, but it's not working for them. If you're doing the Word, it is going to work for you. If it's not working, and when it, you know, always, we don't always just have things happen like that. Sometimes we have to stand. Sometimes we have to get some things straight. Sometimes we have to do certain things, maybe where we're missing God but didn't realize it. But when we get on and we stay on the Word of God, all of us, and we do what the Bible says, things go well with us. But we have to act on it. It's not enough to just be a member of a good church or to come to meetings. It's not enough just to come to meetings. You got to do what the Bible says if you want to live free. The scripture just says you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. How does it make you free? You do what it says and it works. Hallelujah. And those who are obeying what they know to do, they know what to do and they do it, that's where the victory is. Amen. And you and I, it's up to us to see to it that we obey God, that we do what He says. And things will go well with us in any climate, in any situation, in any financial distress that could come upon the world. The people that are on faith, on the Word, doing what God says, day in, day out, we live in a supernatural place. Amen. And our faith works. And we put on, that's what it says here, to put on the whole armor of God. The word armor comes from the Hebrew word circle. Armor makes a circle around you for your protection. I guess that's where the armadillo got its name. I don't know. But he wears armor. And so we got to be spiritual armadillos, I guess. We got to do what the Word says. We've got to put on the armor. We can't just live the way we want to and expect things to go well. We got to live the way God says. Amen. So this is a great time if you've got things in your life where you know you slipped. It's a great time. We've all let things slip, and we've all had to repent of this, that, or the other. It's a great time to get it straight. I do believe that these are monumental days. Every day in the earth is a dangerous day, especially if you don't have your armor on. If you've got your armor on, whatever comes, you'll be able to handle it. Amen? So it's not a time to be a lazy Christian. Verse 14 says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth." So the first thing to do is you get the truth of the Word of God. You've got to get into the Scripture and find out what God says about how to live, what you're to do, what you're to say, what you're not to say. We do that. We build that shell comes around us of the protection of God. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness," that's obeying the Word of God, doing what it says. If we've got things in our lives that we know is not right, what do? We change. Amen? We stop. We say, "Forgive me, Lord. I repent of that. I see that's wrong. I know I'm missing you there. I know I was selfish. I got out of love. I know that's not right for me to do," whatever it is. And we turn around and we go God's way. Amen. That's our safety. That's our protection. "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness," being right, obeying God, "and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." So just reading that one scripture, would you think faith's important? Apparently so, because what happens if the fiery darts aren't quenched with faith? They get you. They come at you. They attack and they take place. But above all, we can take the shield of faith and quench all, say all. All the fiery darts of the wicked. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." Praying. Can we drop prayer just because we're faith people? No. Can we quit praying just because we're great Bible scholars? No. Even if you knew a great Bible scholar, he'd have to pray. "Praying always." When do we pray? Always. So your prayer life's important. Many years ago, a lot of years ago, the Lord led me in my private life to spend an hour in prayer a day. I tell you, that changed my life. It changes my life. It keeps it changed all the time. I still do that. And it's not as hard as you might think. You just have to get up a little earlier. But it's so good to pray every day before you go out to your office or out to your job or before you just stay home all day. What are you doing? You're giving God some of yourself. You're giving Him some time. You're setting your affections on things above at the very beginning of the day. And it just opens the door to blessing. Hallelujah. It does something for your expectation. You know that you've been spending time with God. You know that you put Him first place in your day. And it does something for you. You just expect Him to be right there when you need Him. Amen. Why? Because you're spending time with Him and He does not disappoint you. "Take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, praying always with all prayer in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." So we watch for others, don't we? We pray. We intercede for others. We see people in trouble. We see people going in the wrong direction. We can start praying for them. We can't, We can't tell them what to do in our prayers, but we can pray for them. Lord, help them. Speak to them. Tell them what to do. Give them the answer they need. Or if you know more about the situation, you could agree with them in prayer. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. And for me, he says, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, therein I may speak boldly as I ought. So he asked for prayer for himself, that he speak boldly as he ought. Now let's look at, we're talking about the body armor of faith and love. Protected, that's from 1 Thessalonians 5, in verse 8. But let us who live in the light think clearly, protected by the body armor of faith and love, and wearing as our helmet the confidence of our salvation. Now let's look at Ephesians 6, and we'll look at the whole armor of God. I tell you, we're not without armor. We're not without power. We're not in this world when we're in Christ Jesus. We're not here without any supernatural help. We've got the name of Jesus. We've got the Word of God telling us, keeping our thinking straight, going in our eyes and our ears, telling us what to do and how to pray and how to act. If when you read the Bible, you don't let it tell you what to do, you're not doing it right. I mean, the Scripture is given to us, and I think about it so often. I'll read things in the Scripture about churches and so on, and they had to, the apostles had to go there and preach to them or send somebody to preach to them. They didn't have the Scripture written down like we have it. We've got it. In 25 translations, we've got the Scripture. Hallelujah. We're a blessed generation. And how many of you know that to whom much is given, much is required? There's no need for you and me, no excuse for us to be lazy Christians. No excuse for us to not have power in our lives. No excuse for us to live like the world. No, we know better. We've got the Scripture written down. Most of us have received the Holy Spirit to live in us and teach us. And if you haven't, you're behind. So you need to do that. And God just expects more out of us than He does some person down in the jungle that just heard about the name of Jesus. We're not down in the jungle. We've had wonderful teaching for years and years and years and years and years. Glory to God. We've had access to faith and to the Word and to the message and the prosperity message. I'm telling you, church, we're strong in the Lord. And if we're not, it's our own fault, because we've got it. We've got the Word. We've got the teaching. We have the revelation. Now, it would be a shame for you and me to let the devil run over us, knowing and having what God has put into our generation about faith and power. Glory to God. I'm not going to let him run over me. And I know that's the way you feel about it, too. We put our heels in the ground and we say, no, you don't, devil. You don't get on my money. That's my money. I command you to get your hands off our finances in Jesus' name. I rebuke you, Satan. You can't steal from us. See, Satan doesn't have any. He has no ownership. Nothing belongs to him. He has to. That's why he's such a thief. He has nothing except what people let him steal from them. If you're having problems in, maybe you've lost your job, or maybe you're afraid you're going to lose your job. Don't let fear come into you. Every time you have a thought like that, you say, you get out of here in the name of Jesus. You're not going to put fear into me, devil. God always has something good for me. I'll never be without a good job if I want a job. God is always moving in my life. I tell you, we need to not be such suckers for unbelief, and what happens to the world doesn't have to happen to us. We're not in the world. We're born of God. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. What is that saying? Even our believing what the Word says, even our believing God, is the victory that overcomes the world. That means depression, recession, war, crazy people in office, whatever you could come up with. Heaven knows how to handle everything. Somebody, I don't know, I bet you there's somebody here because I just had this thought. Even if you have a crazy boss, just start praying for him. Believe God for him. And don't let him scare you. I don't know where that came from. I'm afraid to ask you to hold your hand. There might be a whole room full of people with crazy bosses. But really, it's the truth. You see, when you get a perception of who we are in Christ Jesus, none of these things move us. Glory to God. Amen? None of these things move us. We're not normal. Everybody knows that. There's probably not a person around you that would argue with that fact. You're not normal. They might not know what makes you different, but we're not normal people. Why not? We're born of God. The Word of God is in us. Our minds are renewed by the Word of God. Glory to God. Power. We receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Bless the Lord. In any cycle, in any situation, we're going to walk in victory, church. Amen. Not because we're anybody or we're smart, because we're connected to the Lord Jesus Christ and to the Father who made all this and to whom it all belongs. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So we need to stir ourselves up. We need to stir ourselves up enough to stir up people around us also, because people are afraid. I mean, if I didn't know God, I'd probably be afraid myself. But I'm protected by the body armor of faith and love.
Come to these exciting meetings. The Behind the Mission Weekend in Orlando, Florida will be September 24th and 25th at the Hilton Orlando Bonnet Creek. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcm.org.
New York Times bestselling author Gloria Copeland brings you a new look at God's divine health plan in her new book, Live Long, Finish Strong.
Live Long, Finish Strong reveals vital scriptural keys that can help believers extend their years beyond what they may have thought possible. You can live a long and satisfying life in divine health, strong and well. It'll be a life worth living.
He said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You have to have the mind of God to live for God.
You can start with that with your children now. And quality of life means every area being whole and blessed and abundant and fulfilled.
I believe this book will be a blessing to you, your family, and friends. Read Live Long, Finish Strong, and discover the divine secrets to living healthy, happy, and healed.
Order Gloria Copeland's new Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum with interactive guidebook and journal. This dynamic teaching set based on Gloria's most recent book is now available for only $49.95. For faster processing and a product discount, order your curriculum set through our website at kcm.org. For phone orders, call toll-free 800-600-7395. Gloria's book, Live Long, Finish Strong, can also be purchased separately for only $15.
There are too many people, young and old, that are depressed,
Some even think suicide is the answer. No, 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 no. Suicide's just the beginning of your problem. You do not want to commit suicide. I rebuke that thought and idea away from you in Jesus' name. Don't take your life. Give it. Give it to Jesus. Give it to the Lord. He's your answer. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Take my life and do something with it. I give myself to you. I make you the Lord of my life. That prayer is the beginning of new life. It causes you to be born over again. Hallelujah. Into a new creature in Christ Jesus. You don't even have to stay the same creature you were after you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Receive Him as Savior. It would never be the will of God for you to commit suicide. That is wrong. You can't murder yourself any more than you murder somebody else. That is wrong. So don't even think about going with that. Go with God. And we'll be glad to send you some material. This is absolutely free. This is about what Jesus did for you. This is the salvation book and the salvation package. It's got a little brochure in there about how to study your Bible. God wants you to have life and have it more abundantly. Now you be blessed in Jesus' name, and you take your salvation and your deliverance and your forgiveness now. I don't care what you've done. The blood of Jesus cleanses you of all sin. Say, Jesus, you are my Savior, my Lord. Thank you, Lord, for taking my life and doing something with it. Hallelujah. Just write. We'd be glad to send you this. And also remember, there are people here to pray for you 24 hours a day. When you need help, call us. Let us know and let somebody pray for you. Remember to get your Live Long, Finish Strong video curriculum and begin to learn about how God's got a long life and a good life for you to live right here on the earth. It's God's will for you to enjoy years of a life worth living. We'll see you again soon. And remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They would like to send you some free information to help you get started in your new life with Christ. Request your free salvation package on our website at kcm.org or call or write to us today. Begin your exciting journey with God, knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, and live the good life God has for you. No matter where you are, if you have internet access, you are seconds away from life-changing answers thanks to the power of search at kcm.org. It's easy. Just find this keyword search block, enter a word, speaker name, topic, or scripture. Search gives you instant 24/7 access to more than 40 years of revelation and inspiration from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Try keyword search today at kcm.org. Thank you.